It is now 11:30, and this is Don Johnson, Port of Tacoma Commissioner, Vice President, calling to order the July 18th, 2019 special meeting for the purpose of conducting a Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982 public hearing. I'm going to ask David Morrison, our treasurer, to make a presentation and read the legal notice and open and close our public hearing. So, David, would you please?
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll go through the presentation now. So I'm going to cover the purpose of the meeting. I'll give a background on TEFRA. We'll look at our Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2019A and our Subordinate Lien Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2019A. I'll then read the public notice and open a public hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to conform to Internal Revenue Service requirements for refunding of the 2014A Subordinate Lien Revenue Refunding Bonds of the Port of Tacoma. We will review projects funded by the subject bonds and receive and record public comments provided to the Port of Tacoma Commission. A little background on TEFRA. There it is. The Federal Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982 requires a public hearing for private activity bonds. This TEFRA hearing is required due to refunding of the bonds, which could extend the weighted average life of the bonds from the bonds being refunded to the new bonds. Private activity bonds are bonds used to fund governmental facilities with private activity, which includes, as example, airport facilities used by private airlines, and docks and wharves used by private shippers. So, refunding bonds series 2019A. The 2014A subordinate lien revenue refunding bonds are refunded the 2004B and the 2005 senior revenue bonds in 2014. All projects funded by the original bonds have been completed. Refunding 2014A bonds will be refunded into two series: revenue refunding bond series 2019A senior lien fixed rate bonds at approximately $41 million, and subordinate lien revenue refunding bonds series 2019A at variable rate bonds. At this time, I'm going to move into the public hearing. I now wish to open a public hearing on the Port of Tacoma's Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2019A and the Port of Tacoma's Subordinate Lien Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2019A. The Federal Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982, TEFRA, requires a public hearing for private activity bonds, AMT, in order to provide the public with an opportunity to comment. All comments will be recorded and provided to the Port Commission. I will now read the notice of the hearing that was published on the Port's website on Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. Notice of Public Hearing. As required by the Tax Equity and Fiscal Responsibility Act of 1982, notice is hereby given that a designated representative of the Port of Tacoma will hold an open public hearing on Thursday, July 18th, starting at approximately 11:30 in the morning in the Fabulich Center, formerly known as the World Trade Center, Room 104, 3600 Port of Tacoma Road, Tacoma, Washington, to consider the issuance of the Port's Revenue Refunding Bonds 2019A AMT in the amount not to exceed $41,630,000 and the Port's Subordinate Lien Revenue Refunding Bonds 2019A AMT in amount not to exceed $90 million, proposed to be issued to refund the Port's outstanding Subordinate Lien Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2014A, the 2014A bonds. The proceeds of the 2014A bonds will be used for improvements at, or were used for improvements at the following facilities owned by the Port. I'll show you those properties as I go through. Number one, site development and construction at Terminal 7 at 710 Port of Tacoma Road, Tacoma, Washington, in the amount of approximately $13 million. Site development and construction of auto warehousing facility at 2810 Marshall Avenue in Tacoma, Washington, in the amount of $6.8 million. Site Development Number 3 at Tote Terminal at 500 Alexander Avenue, Tacoma, Washington, in the approximate amount of $9.5 million. Number 4, Site Development and Construction at 31 Alexander Avenue, Tacoma, Washington, in the amount of approximately $14.5 million. Site Development and Construction of Pierce County Terminal at 4015 SR 509, North Frontage Road, Tacoma, Washington, in the amount of $23.6 million. Number 6, Site Development and Construction of Husky Terminal at 1101 Port of Tacoma Road, Tacoma, Washington, in the approximate amount of $21.1 million. And Site Development and Construction of Intermodal Yard at 1110 Milwaukee Way, Tacoma, in approximately $1.6 million. At this time, is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak? Any audience member who wishes to speak should be at, should come up to the podium. At this time, I see no one wanting to speak. Therefore, this public hearing shall now be closed.
Okay.
And we're done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. With nothing further, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much. And the time is 11:36. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner.